This is Twit.
This was, Toyota got a lot of heat for this. I don't know if they deserve it. They made its key fob remote start. This is the ability to start the car from a distance, a subscription feature. But I'm not sure this is as bad as it plays out to be, or is it?
It was initially reported, and it was perceived to be pretty gross, and it is still kind of gross, but it's not as bad as it was perceived to be. Basically, if you have a Toyota of a certain age, I think this is 2018 and onward cars, many of them have a remote start button on your key fob, which actually makes a direct connection to your car, an RF connection, so it's not going through the cloud or anything like that. You hold that button down, the car starts. So the belief would be, well, this is connecting directly to my car. It doesn't use the cloud, so it doesn't matter if I'm subscribing to Toyota's premium services because it's directly connected to the car. However, it is actually included in part of Toyota's package of digital services. It's just that those cars got that for a certain amount of time for free. And that is now becoming no longer free. Those customers are kind of falling out of that free window, and now they're being asked to pay $8 a month or $80 a year to continue to use this feature, which, again, doesn't use the cloud at all. So I can see both sides of the argument. You know, it was kind of always the way it was. It's just that people are starting to realize it now. But it is kind of, it's almost like, you know, when we used to play games on physical media and they would charge you money for quote unquote DLC that was actually already on the disc and they were just kind of unlocking it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that in that it kind of makes, you know, it tastes bad in the back of your mouth. But it is ultimately something that's not really a change, as it were. It's just really unfortunate.
So Tim.
And it's the way it's going to be.
Sorry, Tim, not to make you feel bad, but being that you're near Albany, and it'll be one of the places on Earth where I think you might actually find use in pre-starting your car.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a useful service?
So you warm everything up before you get into it and drive away. You melt the ice in the
absolutely.
Window, all that stuff. Yeah.
This time of year, it's definitely an invaluable thing. And you know, there are multiple ways of looking at this services-based economy as applied to automobiles. One of them being, you know, would you pay a couple thousand dollars extra for this feature? Certainly a lot of people do, but you really only need this feature maybe 4 months out of the year, 5 months out of the year. And so maybe it's actually cheaper in the long run if you only pay for it in October through April.
Oh, you can turn it off. You can cancel it and re-up.
You can actually go month by month if you want to. So that's kind of the argument that a lot of people are making. BMW has been an early proponent of this kind of software-based application to seemingly hardware-based services in cars. Tesla's certainly doing it as well, where you can kind of pay as you need for these sorts of features. It's going to be becoming a much more common thing. You know, recurring revenue is everything in the modern economy, and the automakers want to get
it. Yeah, it's a precedent I don't like.
I don't like this at all. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. So I drive Hondas, and I've driven them for a while. Now, I pay, it ends up being like $12 a month, but I pay for the year. But guess what? I can be in California and start my car, warm up my seats, turn on a defrost, and do what I need to do. That's what I'm paying for. I'm paying for that. Mm-hmm. And if I drive in a ditch, they send out a beacon and somebody comes to me if I'm unconscious and then come help me. That's what I pay for. You're going to charge somebody $8.99 for a physical connection that they've got to be visibly being able to see their car with the RF connection to do that. Guess what? Go to your local Best Buy car dealership guy, pay $1.99 for a remote start on your car and be done with it for the next 10 years of your car's life or 20
Wait
years.
A minute.
There's
you mean
no
like
reason
some third
to be paying.
Party solution.
America.
There are,
yes.
But then you have to, you'll have to carry a second key fob with you to make that work,
man,
which is a bit of a bummer.
Viper is in the future right now. You can have Viper be your whole new key fob where you don't have to have a secondary key fob. Okay, I'm not saying I know, but I'm just saying there's products out there where you don't have to have three key fobs anymore to do that. But the fact that they're doing this just irks me so much because if you're going to charge me, then give me full service. Don't tell me that my key that already costs $500 to replace, when you lose a car, I got my car key in this plastic bag on my desk because if I lose this, my life is over. Okay, I gotta keep this thing.
Yeah, why are they so expensive, actually?
So the fact that they're charging that money drives me crazy. I don't like it.
Why are fobs so expensive? That's a very good point.
A fair bit of encryption going on in keys. So you basically got a private key encryption setup going on, and it is keyed directly to your vehicle. So the process of replacing it is a little bit complicated, but certainly there's some technology in there. And the big thing is it's proprietary technology, right. So it's not the kind of thing that they can really mass produce.
Viper can't sell a key fob that necessarily starts my
car. They actually, so
they key
they
to
can
your
work
car.
Around.
That's how people get robbed.
Oh.
Yes. That's the workaround is often that can go out and actually pick out your key. Sorry. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, that's okay. So some of these third-party ones would actually entail kind of installing your key inside the car and then having it always be in there. And then the third-party thing kind of takes over the functionality and kind of. Okay. But yeah, one of the exploits to get around these things and the encryption involved is basically to do like a man-in-the-middle attack where somebody triggers the car and then is close enough to your home to trigger the key, and then they can kind of trigger the response and enable your car to start and then drive it away at that point. So there are some vulnerabilities in the older versions of these things anyway. And 2018 is probably old enough.
Comes down to the ugliest acronym in the world, ARPU. ARPU, Average Revenue Per User. Although a lot of people call it average revenue per unit, which tells you how much they think of the users. Is you're a unit, but this
and Devo.
I wonder is this the way the car business is going to go? You mentioned BMW for a while; they were getting a lot of heat because they put CarPlay in your car, but if you wanted to use it, even though it's an Apple feature, you had to pay BMW a monthly fee. I already paid. I don't have a Toyota, but if I did, I would have already paid $500 for this remote start feature. And then on top of that, you want $8 a month? Is this what's happening with the car business?
You're going to pay, get the right amount of services for something that you're trying to charge. Like I said, the fact that it's attached to your physical key and that they're still charging me $8 a month seems scammy to me. You know what I mean? When you buy a Tesla, they say, do you want the technology package for 10 grand? I don't know who's not buying that up front. You know what I mean? But because that's what you need.
And there's a lot of people who paid $5,000 or even $10,000 to get full self-driving.
Yeah.
And it ain't.
And it ain't. You're looking at one of them.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Well, now that hurts.
Okay, Tim. I bought Google Glass. I feel stupider. It's okay.
Well, I got glass as well. Yeah. No.
You win.
We need to test this. So this is actually a car that we leased through Roadshow,
so we can
do testing of the car. Yeah. So it's not my money directly, but we needed to have access to that functionality. So we paid the $10,000 for the Model Y that we leased, so that we now own a Tesla that we can do testing on, and we paid the $10,000. And yeah, we don't have full self driving. And honestly, it's a 2-year lease. I wouldn't put money on the fact that we're going to have full self-driving by the end of this lease.
Yeah, it's probably a bad idea to do it on a lease. I did it when it was $5,000 on a leased Model X. 3 years later, I turned it back and never got anything for that $5,000. It's funny, in my mind, this is, I think, 2016, I felt like I don't mind paying Elon a little vig for my, you know, bioweapon hazard mode, which is just a HEPA filter, but because I feel like I'm kind of subsidizing this move to electric vehicles. I don't know. That was probably
crap. But did you open the hood? Did you open the hood and check and make sure
there's a filter in there, Leo?
Are you sure there's a HEPA filter in there? You might have paid for that filter. You've been just blowing another $20,000 fan, Uncle Leo. I mean, it's what you do. Lisa, if you could hear my voice. From now on, Lisa, you are in charge in the purification of that home. This man cannot be trusted, Lisa. You are in charge, okay?
I must look like a sucker. That's all I can say. They see me coming.
I'm mad at you and the device. I'm mad the device did not alert you before a year of the fact that they're just spitting out the same old air. Like, that's just terrible. It's terrible. I need their name offline so I can make sure I don't have it to me.
I didn't mention the company's name.
You're a good man.
Our sponsor. Those guys actually do what they said they would do.